this episode will be very long and very full of tensions and very full of bell sounds. Enjoy!
Hello! Welcome to Today I Cried Because, the podcast brought to you by Shah
and Sadie. We're two best friends just hanging out.
Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we don't. But most days we do. On this podcast, we'll be talking about
what made us cry today. Hello everyone!
Hi! Domo!
Today I'll ask Sadie, why did you cry today?
Today I cried because I am the youngest sibling.
Ah, that sounds like a nightmare.
It is. I'm glad that you understand. Most people will be like, younger sibling, aren't you like the most pampered? And then I'll just be like, you think you would think.
Yeah, you would think, honestly.
But then, I am in a family of four, including me. Mm-hmm. So I'm the fourth. And then it's like a nightmare. That's because all of us are unhinged.
All of you are unhinged.
All of us. You can just ask any of our significant others.
Wow.
And they will know.
All four of you have significant others?
Yeah, we are old.
Oh my. Hey.
As in like, I don't know, it's just the timing. Wait, I didn't mean it that way, but you know. Hey.
Okay, anyway. But why did you cry?
Well, you know, okay, I don't know whether this is an old person thing. You know, like how last time, instead of like Facebook and shit, then they will like have like emails, mm-hmm. where they'll send you different emails, and like in the email, there'll be like viral shit or like videos and shit.
Was it like a list of like links? Or did they attach videos or something?
I don't remember, but I think it was just in the email. Mm. In the email, and then like, there was once, because we used to have like a shared family computer that we were in front of the monitor together, and then my mm-hmm. mom was like, oh, looking through, and then my sister was there also, and then we looked at this video about this child who was really mean to their mom. Like a really ungrateful child. Mm-hmm. I forgot what's the word, but yeah. Like basically the
anak derhaka.
Anak derhaka, that's right. But I don't know why it's in English, so whatever. The child threw like a holy book mm-hmm. to the mom. And I don't know how it transitioned into the child turning into like this fish like thing.
Wow.
Because of that. And it was really scary to me, and I cried. I actually cried, you know, I was like scared. I was like full on scared. And then my sister would be like, well, look at it, and I'll be like, I'm scared.
So like held your head to
yeah, she like tried to scare me more. Oh my god. It was intense.
She pretended to be a fish.
No, I don't think she did. I don't remember. If she did, I repressed it. But either way, it was terrifying. And my sister would not let go.
I would be terrified.
Yeah, but then you don't know what the fish looks like.
I'm just generally scared of fish.
It was like one of those like flat fishes, like a manta ray, but not like a manta ray, like a freaky looking manta ray.
Ew.
Right?
I like manta rays. Sometimes they're cute, but a freaky looking
like
manta ray.
Like a freaky looking one, like an evil looking one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think looking at a child turn into a manta ray looking ass fish would be kind of traumatizing. What was the message? It's like, don't be rude to your mother, otherwise you will turn into a whack ass fish.
Right? Like, I was like,
But I guess it scared you enough to make you cry.
Yeah, I really did actually cry.
So are you ever rude to your mother now?
Oh, well. Let's move on.
Hi, auntie.
And I have other stories, but let's move on to you. How is it like being a sibling?
I'm not the youngest child. It's complicated, but I would say I'm like the middle / oldest child. It's complicated, okay? Nobody ask any questions.
No kidding.
Okay, growing up, I was the middle child, okay? And you know how everyone says that the middle child is always overlooked. Parents don't really pay attention to the middle child. I would say that has like some truth to it, but because I'm the middle child, I feel that my parents, or like mostly my dad, always kind of overcompensates for the fact that I'm the middle child. Like, he knows the stereotype exists, so he like goes out of his way to prove that it doesn't.
Mm.
So I think that's how like I became my dad's favorite child. Like, it's a well-known fact among me and my brother that, you know, we each have our own dedicated parent, you know. So, yeah, being a middle child, for me, I would say it's fine, you know. Like, there are times, of course, when I felt that I was, like, overshadowed or stuff like that. But, yeah, there's a lot of weird things that happen, or, like, that happened between me and my siblings. Because I feel that the three of us, when we were growing up, we were really different. This is Kiyomi in the background ringing his bell.
He is giving input.
Yes, that is... I don't know if he's the younger sibling, but he's the only one with me. So he's my younger sibling. Eh, no, he's my younger son. Anyway, what was I saying?
I forgot!
Yeah, so being a middle child is okay. You know, it's like not great, it's not too bad.
But you're talking about your sibling dynamic.
Oh, my sibling dynamic, yeah. Pretty strange because the three of us, even though we grew up in the same household, we all kind of turned out really differently. Especially when we were younger, like it was very obvious that we had our own thing, you know what I mean? Mm. And then in like a family where you have three siblings also, it's not, like it's never really fair, you know what I mean? Like two people will gang up against one person, but like the one person always changed, you know, it depends on like your mood. So it was just never really super fair, and everyone kind of knew that, but it was very difficult to make three people get along. I don't think it's like my parents' fault that we didn't get along. Like, I'm sure that they tried their best, but oh my god, yeah. Whenever me and my siblings fought, right, like we would rarely ever get like physical, but then my parents or my mom would come in and be like, "Why you want to fight? If you want to fight, you like throw a brick at her head lah, and then she bleed. That's what you want, right?" Then we'll be like, "No," like that. It was pretty extreme, but I guess it worked. I mean, now me and my brother don't fight ever. I don't know if it's just some like unsaid shit that we have, but I don't think that we disagree with each other a lot because we kind of understand each other and we understand like the situation that we're in with like the whole family and stuff. So yeah, we get along now. I don't know what the point of all this, me saying all this is. But yeah, being a middle child / oldest child now, I would say it's okay. You know, like, it's kind of sad because being a middle child is like, oh, you know, you like overlooked. But then being the eldest child, you kind of like, oh, you have to like take care of everything and take care of everyone. Make sure that everyone is like okay. But then at the same time, like, you like overlook, so it's like you don't really get thanks for the things that you do.
Oh no.
Then it's kind of like, why do I have to do this? But then I have to do it because I'm the eldest child, and I'm like, ah, you know what I mean?
That is terrible.
Yeah. But we used to bully my younger brother a lot, not gonna lie. So he definitely had it rough. Like, you know, like those like viral video things, we also showed him one of those things where it was like a jump scare when he was like super young and it was really messed up that we showed him that when he was so young. But he was like crying and his heart was beating super fast. Then my mom scolded us. She was like, why do you do that? And I remember my brother sitting on the kitchen counter drinking his water. It was funny, but like it was messed up, you know what I mean?
That is pretty messed up. Oh my god, that happened to me also, okay.
Were you also sitting on the kitchen counter?
No, also sitting on the kitchen counter. But I was playing, my sister was like, oh, you should play this game. And you know what game it was? It was the maze game. And I was concentrating so hard.
Yeah.
I was concentrating so hard. And then after that, like, I screamed when he popped up and she was like, ha 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 ha. And I was just like, is it funny? Is my suffering funny?
It's like you have no one else to make fun of when you're at home. So, like, the youngest person, obviously. Plus, you and your sister have, like, quite a big age difference, right?
Yeah, it's like a 10-year age difference.
Right. So, when she was, like, a teenager, you were, like, super young. I'm sure it was super fun for her to make fun of you and bully you.
It's so mean. That means when I was, like, 2, she was, like, 12.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, okay, then, like, my siblings had this stupid thing where they said, like, there's this portion of the house where if you walk there, then you turn invisible and then you will never come back. And then, like, I was, like, panicking because, like, we were, like, talking about it, like, we were right beside them. My sister pushed me
into
the, like, invisible part. And then afterwards, they pretended, like, I was invisible and I was, like, freaking out. Okay?
Do you believe them that you were really invisible?
Of course! I was a small child. Makes sense. And I was just, like, they're the worst. My god, and then there was this one, this other one. See, there's so many, you know, but like the this is the one that's like stuck in my head. I remember that I didn't trust them, you know, like I didn't trust them really, and then we were gonna play hide and seek, and I was a seeker. Like I closed my eyes, I was counting, and I heard them running. Then I knew what their plan was to like turn off all the lights and then leave me outside alone, and then they were all like be locked in my mom's room. I knew that was the plan, so I was like, I just ran with them. Oh yeah.
It's kind of interesting that they still, like, played with you, though. Even though they were, like, a lot older than you.
Well, I guess I would, like, be really annoying, I suppose. I don't know.
You're, like, 12 and your sister's, like, 22. Is she still playing with you?
Yeah, that's why when you see us together now, like, as we're older, we all look like we're around the same age. Because my sister pretends to be young. Okay, I'm kidding. She doesn't pretend to be young, but we all have the same humour.
It's nice.
Yeah, as you grow older, I guess you don't really argue with your siblings as much. Unless they're really fucked up, then you like, bro, you know, you get angry, like real angry. Not like a petty argument, but yeah.
Right? Like, there's no time for petty arguments anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Like, my brother is in NS now, so he only comes back on the weekends. So, you know, whenever you see him, you don't want to like ruin the mood by like starting a fight with him. And like, because he's not here very often, there's not really a reason for me to pick a fight with him, because he doesn't really do anything that, like, not he doesn't do anything, but he doesn't do anything that would, like, make me mad or upset.
I would love to murder, I'm kidding. But okay. You know, Circuit Breaker, I think I complained about it during the Circuit Breaker one, but let me complain about it one more time, okay? We complain about how loud my brother is when he's sleeping. Oh my god, that is when I wish I was an only sibling. Okay, that's not the only time, but like that was like one of the times I was like, oh, manslaughter charges,
not so bad,
good sleep. That's all I need. But yeah,
having siblings makes you a different person though.
Yeah, it really does though,
right?
Yeah. Like, you get bullied so hard by your siblings that when other people bully you, you just like, okay.
Yeah.
What's the worst you can do, Mr. PC Boy, you know what I mean?
Mr. PC Boy?
That was the choice in my head. Yeah.
I like it.
I think I'm really funny because I had to have siblings.
Wanna say that sentence again?
No. See, I am really funny, right?
Oh my god. I honestly think you're really funny. You should thank your siblings. Thanks for bullying Sadi. So, you know, they're really funny now.
Like the coping mechanism, you know?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Having siblings, what else?
Being bullied by your siblings can either make you funny or they can give you like crippling depression. Maybe both. They can give you insecurities that like with you for life.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's insane. Right? Like, even, like, up to this day, I don't trust my sister with makeup on my face.
Why?
Oh my god, okay. Here's another story. She was like, oh, let me try out this new, like, makeup thing on you. And I was like, okay. And I was like, this is the first time I ever tried makeup. I was really young. Mm-hmm.
How young were you? Like, primary school?
I guess. Like, small primary school. Small. Lower primary. So, she started doing the makeup and everything. I was, like, excited to see what it would look like. But then she made me look like a demon.
Oh no.
Yeah. And then I was like
on purpose?
Or yeah, on purpose. She literally made me purposely look like that.
Aww.
And then to this day, as a 23-year-old person, I do not trust my sister at all.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss when my brother used to let me do makeup on him and do his hair.
At least you never purposely made him look ugly.
I didn't, and he still doesn't let me do it anymore.
No.
I made him look pretty, okay? Like, beautiful.
You can try again.
I don't think he'd be there.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think he wants to spend his precious weekends closing his eyes.
Well, he sleeps.
Ooh, in his sleep.
I have so many bullying stories. If you want to be my friend just to hear these stories, I'll be glad.
Should just tell all the stories today. I have like a 5-hour long episode.
Oh my god, I should just tell the tissue box story.
Yeah.
Like the funniest freaking story. Like the story that defines my life. Is this story, okay? When I was a small baby, my mom was really tired. And then she wanted to sit down. So she saw this chair that she thought there was a tissue box on it. And she was about to sit on the teacher box for God knows why. But my grandmother was just like, that's your daughter.
So it's too much.
So, yeah, I was the tissue box. When I was a baby, my mom thought I was a tissue box. And she wanted to sit on me. That was the...
Kelby's going insane right now.
That was the biggest tangent in the world. Do you not like my voice, Kelby?
It's not...
Yeah, that was the biggest tangent. But anyway, back to sibling talk instead of tissue box crying. Yeah.
At least having siblings builds character, right? I would not want to be an only child because you can spoil an only child from like 10,000 miles away.
That is so true.
Right, simply by the way that they act or like the way that they...
It's like only child syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like, there's literally a phrase for it. Yeah. Oh my god.
There's also middle child syndrome.
Yeah, but like, only child syndrome has like bad. It's like derogatory.
Or derogatory.
Like, derogatory, yeah, that's the best way. But yeah, then like, middle child is just like, oh, explanatory.
Oh my god, yeah. Only children, okay, I'm not hating on only children.
Yes, right now, we are. We are only children hater podcast.
To the act because
only children hater. That just sounds like you hate children.
Children only, okay? Everything else is fine.
Like, okay, so you know someone is an only child when they are consistently wanting their way. Like, they don't know how to give in.
Yeah, and it's not just that it's like the concept of giving in is like foreign to them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like,
have
you been getting your way your entire life? And it's like, yeah.
Have you not had to get hand-me-downs?
Yeah.
From 10 years ago.
Oh my god. You were like vintage.
Yeah. And like then you also know that they're only children because the way they grew up was really different also, honestly.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, so lonely. Then after they, when they hear that your siblings say, oh, they must be nice. Then you're like, oh, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Bitch. No, I'm kidding.
But honestly, sometimes I'm like jealous of people that have like big families.
Like how big? Like a four?
Yeah, like four siblings.
Ah.
But I guess it depends also on the age gap.
As in, I think our age gap is so. Like, at first, when you're young, everything is hard. Because when you're young, you are like, I'm the most important person in the world.
Really?
No.
That's what you were like when you were younger.
I was not really like that.
I was never the most important person in the world. Nobody made me
not even to myself.
That I was the most important person in the world. I wasn't allowed to believe that I was the most important person in the world.
I believe that you are the most important person in the world. The world revolves around Shah.
I hope so.
It's like S-U-N, no, S-Y-A boys.
What?
Because S-U-N, the sun.
Oh, yeah, agree.
Astronomy.
Astronomy. Happy Gemini season. I am a Gemini. Okay. What were we saying? Siblings, no. Only child, just shut up.
Yeah, it's like, you really know. It's so funny, like, because I was with my friends, like, a group of friends recently, and then, like, they were talking about how their childhoods were similar, and how, like, their parents, like, doted them on them the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, oh, isn't it just because both of you are only children?
Ooh.
And then everyone else was like, oh, and then they were like, no. And then I was like, hey.
Well, if the shoe fits, just wear it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever know what it feels like to be an only child.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to also. Especially because like I feel like they really can't take it.
What do you mean? Like,
they can't take the bullying as much as well, at least.
But I guess being an only child when you're younger would be pretty good. Yeah. Because like, you don't really have to interact with other people, but you just get like the full attention. Of
yeah, and then everybody. You get anything and everything.
Yeah, because like, they don't have any other mouths to feed, just yours.
Yeah,
and
then you can
feed you everything.
You just open it, man. Oh my god, I want to say get some balls in this.
I mean, okay, I'm sure like only children, now you're very lonely or whatever, but like you have friends.
Yeah, friends are family.
Yeah.
Unless you suck, then I guess not.
I guess it makes sense because only children they grow up like that, so they don't have any friends.
I'm kidding.
Makes sense now, okay. I understand you, only children listening.
we're sorry if we offended you, but take it.
Yeah, take it. You can't always get your way. Sometimes people don't like you. Sometimes people don't want to pay attention to you. And it's fine. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, we all move on.
And then, you know, like, the best part about siblings is that if you do something annoying, they point it out first.
Yeah.
And then you fix it. And then when you go out into the world, you don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sometimes they point out things you can't change.
Like, obviously physical traits that doesn't help at all. But then, like, sometimes it's just something you do. Or, like, how you behave. And then they'll point it out. And then you'll be, like, offended at first. But after a while, you'll be like, wow, you guys bullied me into being a better person. Fuck you.
Better person, but depressed.
Full of insecurity. Delicious.
That's fine. You know, at least I'm not your only child. Yeah. Only children who can get depression. Okay, I'm sorry. But, like, come on.
I'm talking to you. Okay, we're kidding. Just jokes. This podcast is just jokes.
Siblings are fine. No siblings are fine.
People are people.
Yeah.
At most, you don't have to live another human being for a very long while.
Yeah.
Sounds good, honestly.
Yeah, and you, like, guaranteed your own room all the time.
Yeah. I would think so, unless you're...
Share with your parents.
Oh. Anyway, talking about all the bad shit, let's talk about some good shit. Some good memories we've had. I'm saying it like all our siblings are dead.
Oh no!
Like, what are some good memories you have had with your brother?
My brother's a really nice person. Like, he's like a good boy, you know? If there was a dictionary, like, definition of being a good person, I feel like he would be, like, exemplary, like, a good example of being a good person. Because he's genuinely very good, you know? He doesn't have bad intentions. Anyway, why am I talking like this?
Are you trying to, like, sell him to the world? Like,
no! Okay, good memories with my brother. I have a lot of good memories with my brother. Especially recently, after Circuit Breaker, we hung out a lot because he was more free, I guess. He was, like, less tired after he came back from camp, so we used to go out, hang out a lot, and that was always very fun because we understand each other. Yeah.
That's good.
There's, like, it's not tiring to hang out with him. Like, sometimes when you hang out with other people that you are not, like, super close to or you used to be close to, and then it gets, like, super tiring and you just want to go home all the time. But it's, like, chill. It's just vibes.
I like vibes.
Yeah.
I understand the going out with some people is more draining than others.
Right. Yeah,
understandable.
Okay. What's a good memory you had with your siblings?
I think it's just because before it became, like, the phase, what is this, phase 2 again?
Mm-hmm.
Circuit Breaker Part 2 anyway. Like, we always had, like, family dinners every, like, once a week because of my good niece, Sierra, and my other good niece, Sienna. I have 2 nieces now. Yeah. Exciting. Yay. We always have family dinners. And then the dynamics is just chill, lah. We're just, like, funny. It's fun. It's relaxing. It's great. As we grow older, it's less stressful to be around them.
Yeah.
One thing that has been pointed out to me by my partner is that it's very obvious that all of us are very competitive in the things that we do. So that when we play games or whatever, it's very obvious that we're just like, what do we want to be doing? Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a good thing about having, like, a big family also is that if you want to play board games, you just have, like, your siblings.
Yeah.
You can play board games with your siblings.
Yeah.
Imagine me playing Monopoly with just my brother. That would be so depressing.
That's true. And then parents always want to join.
Yeah!
It's kind of strange.
Dude, I tried to get my family into Monopoly, but no, nobody want to play me.
Can we play together?
Okay.
Yes.
Family dinner.
Ooh. I'm basically your family anyway.
It's true.
Yay.
Siblings. You are not the youngest sibling. I am the youngest sibling.
Ooh, I am...
But also the middle sibling.
Mm.
If, like, it's your siblings, then I'm the middle. I'm the younger sibling. But if it's my siblings, I'm still the middle sibling.
Mm, yeah. Do you like to join my family instead? You want to be the youngest and get bullied?
Ah, they're going to turn on the lights on me. What the hell?
They're going to tell me I'm invisible.
But yeah, it really does get better when you get older.
Yeah, because you're not a child that gets offended at everything.
Yeah, and you're not a child that has, like, the innate need to be mean to someone.
Yeah. What is up with children? Am I right? Am I right?
Am I right? Huh? What's up with children, huh?
I don't know why that came out of me. I became like a straight man. Like instantly. Am I right?
The economy,
huh? Am I right? Stocks, huh? Am I right? Siblings are okay. I would say they're okay.
Yeah. If you have siblings,
give them a hug and then make it weird.
Yeah, make it weird. Like, take a deep breath after you, like, you hug them and you just go.
Like then you see what their reaction is.
Yeah. Some people don't hug their siblings. Do you hug your siblings?
I don't hug my siblings.
Interesting.
Which is why it's really hard. It's really weird.
To hug your sibling?
Yeah.
You don't kiss your siblings? Your siblings don't kiss you?
No, we are not like that. We could be, but we are not. Not now, anyway. I think it's too
everyone
late.
Everyone could be.
I think it's a bit too late now.
Give your siblings a kiss.
Give them a kiss,
I say. 6 June is give your siblings a kiss day.
6-6.
Oh, anyone getting anything good from Lazada or something?
What is this? Is this a
no,
transition into sponsorship?
Unless Lazada, if you would like to sponsor us, send us an email at todayicrapbecausepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we have so many listeners. Me and Sha and my mom.
Hi again, auntie. Okay, the question
of day is, how is your relationship with your siblings?
Or if you don't have siblings, just don't answer the question. Not everything is about you, okay?
If you don't have siblings, I guess suck thumb.
Cry.
Nangis ah.
I'm gonna be your older sibling.
I'm gonna bully you, bitch. Tell me your worst trait, and then I'll amplify it, okay?
Okay, yeah. How is your relationship with your siblings?
I would say that mine is okay for now.
Yeah, mine too.
It used to be not okay, then it became okay, I guess.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you still live with them, so you just have to deal with it, I guess.
Yeah.
Everyone will move out eventually.
Hopefully. One has already moved out, so like, taking off the list, boys. I'm the youngest, so everyone's gonna be.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. I hope that you give your siblings a kiss.
Or if you're not the kissing type, you can always give them a fancy handshake.
Yeah, or a high five. That works too,
I guess.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day, and I hope you don't cry today.
Or make your siblings cry.
You can make your siblings cry if you want.
Yeah.
But not me.